Good morning, good morning. Okay. We have a selection today from Joel that was sent in by a student and it's on One Life. So we're going to take a little look at that. It kind of goes along what we've been doing over these past few weeks, and I thought that it would be good to like bring that one in. So okay, so let's take a breath and rest in the truth of our own divine being. And recognizing that there is no person to be speaking, and there is no person present to listen. All is consciousness. All takes place within consciousness. Just recognize consciousness alone speaks. And consciousness alone listens. It is a great monologue. So recognizing that only self is present, that if talking is happening or appears to be happening, it is of the self alone. And if listening seems to be taking place, this too is of the self alone. So we practice to listen from the heart and not the head. There is but one presence, one life, one self, one being, and this infinite, unborn, formless presence is the you that is you. But we may dream of being separate, and we may dream of being born, and we may dream of death. But we awake from that dream of limitation and recognize what we have always been, the one pure presence. So take a breath and rest back. Hey. Over the past couple of weeks, we have had a few practices to work with. First was the deconstruction of some objects, where we would begin with the what seems to us a physical solid appearance and deconstruct that down, 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 down into the subatomic, into the energy waves, into the void, and beyond the void, back to consciousness. Where all has its origin. And then we did the practice to see the reverse of that. We began at the beginning with consciousness and moved forward, moved upward into finally to the molecules that we could actually see under microscopes. And then just last week, we had the practice of contemplating where we were with the conceptual definitions as to what we are calling God. And are we seeing that you are that which is the consciousness or the God or the Allah or the Buddha, the divine, the oneself, whichever you choose term you choose to call that presence, that something that is. So I do hope that all have been taking these past few weeks to dig deep into those concepts and to work with them until there is a clear seeing. So, can we have some sharing? Is anyone want to share anything about their practices that have been going on? Okay. Well, I do hope that you, yes, love. You're still on. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, I have. I have. You know, I. First of all, I've been walking. I always walk, and I've been. It's beautiful these days. Trees are all changed.
Yeah.
There's a lot of blue in the sky behind, and I look at, I just use that practice of the tree of I never saw a tree, so it's really it's beginning to like really permeate into me, even without practicing. It's like a different way. It's like a wider, spacious, all-encompassing seeing. I don't really have words for it, but it's like the first thing I do when I set out on my walk. It's, I look up and I see the trees and I just notice, and it's, I can't say it's from a specific practice, but it's a, I am seeing so much clearer. I'm like, even this morning I went out and I saw something. I went, oh, that's your sense, your see, that's your personal sense. It's not clear seeing. Yeah. So
okay.
It just pops in. It's quite remarkable.
Beautiful. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. But I can't say it's exact what exactly the practice is, but it's like an overall something shifting big time.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have to label the practices, or it's just again that devotion
yes,
of wanting to know the depth of my own being or the height of my own being, and I recognize this is one way to help me do that. You know, the walking outside, the the going back to the tree and then kind of seeing that it's not exactly what's there, you know, and just letting things happen. It's not like a forced thing or a big efforting thing, but devotion is there that gives that prompt to see differently.
And I also want to say, I think, it's like when I finish, we finish our talk, something just sticks with me out of whatever. And what has lived in me since last week and the week before is what you said about you never had a teacher. You had to find it in yourself. And you have to challenge these thoughts. And I think it's like my job.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yeah, that's our
It's like
job.
if I don't challenge them, I suffer. And my body suffers, I suffer. It's like this is not working anymore. This has to go. So I think of all the things you said, challenge your thoughts is my
Yeah.
go-to.
Yes. Yes. And that's because we are conditioned to believe our thoughts, and the only way to see through them and past them is to challenge them and not just go along blindly with the
No, no
thoughts
more.
that rise up to our attention.
No
Yes.
more.
And so I kind of think that's why we're here in this dream, this is to recognize that the vastness and the beauty of our own being.
And the love of our own, love ours
Yeah, love.
of what we are.
Yeah.
I don't
Yes.
know.
And that shows up in the devotion to practice. The loving of self shows up in our devotion to practicing and taking that moment to take the breath and to be still and let the mind rest. Yeah.
It's tired. It's
Good. Bring
warm.
it home. Bring it home. Let it rest.
Okay. Thank you, sweetie.
You're welcome, love. Okay, anything from you guys? You got it.
Well, I find that I seem to be stuck in reviewing a lot. I've been going over a lot of the older ones.
Okay.
I think I understand what you're trying to teach us with the deconstructing, and I will get to it. It's just I it's like I feel overwhelmed in a way that there's just so much to learn from the past ones that slip by me, right?
Well, go ahead.
I was just going to say what I have noticed though is that my devotion time has increased dramatically more than ever in my life. For that, I'm very appreciative of that because it's really motivated me. So I think I'm just like a couple of steps backwards or something. But I think for me, reviewing of the older talks that we've had seem very important, and I'm really drawn to keep going over, hey, there's a lot of them. What is it, like 130 or something
Well,
to do,
what
right?
we've been together now, what, over
Two and a
3 years?
half years.
3 years?
Yeah, over three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're headed
I just.
into being 4 years. This at the end of this time in April, we'll have
Wow.
been together 4 years. Yeah.
So
So
I'm
we know there's
trying
a
to keep up,
lot
and
of
I figured the best way to keep up is to catch up kind of thing or something. I don't
Okay.
know.
Well, certainly, if that's working for you, then let that be your course of action. But at the same time, I would encourage to like pick one that we've gone over and just give it 15 minutes, and see what takes place with the deconstruction or the beginning with the consciousness, or going into a reflection as to how do I define God? You know, am I still saying it's separate from myself? Or so take each topic and just give them 15 minutes, you know, and then you go back to your reviewing. But do not allow that to be challenged mind when it's saying that it's better for you to go review and learn everything that's back there before you go forward. Because that would not be so. So again, don't let the mind sway you as to the basically the lessons are all the same. They just come at you with different words in a different way, but they're all the same. You are not the body, you are not the mind, you are the very presence of consciousness. So they all lead to that same one statement. Okay, so don't let the mind keep taking you back there and feel
Right,
like
I
you have
forgot all
to,
about that.
yeah, or and then you feel like you have to rush to catch up, or they're getting too far ahead of me, you know, I'm not going to be able to get there, you know, the mind is going to have a field day with that one.
Exactly, and I think it is a bit,
So
yeah.
just be aware that okay, that's mind talking, and say, well, that's okay, that's mind talking, but do I really have to go back? Let me go ahead and give 15 minutes to this deconstruction or reconstruction or how I am now defining God to myself.
Thank you. That
You're
I'm going
welcome.
to do that.
Welcome, love. Thank you. Yes, lovey.
I'm sorry, I unmuted. I have the same thing going on as Martin just said.
Okay.
This is too much. I have to slow
Okay.
down. My mind was giving
Yeah.
it this. I have to catch up. So I had to like notice that.
Yep.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's like this. Oh, I can't hold all this. It's too much, you know. It's
The other side of that is also true. The mind will even tempt you with saying, this is too simple.
oh,
It can't. So
too much.
it will also go in the other direction.
She's going too fast. I need you to slow down.
Right. Or it's too simple. It can't be this easy.
Oh, yeah.
Just to see clearly that I'm not the body or the mind. It can't be that easy. Yeah. So watch that side of the coin as well. Okay.
I'm glad he brought that up because that was
Good.
going for me too.
Okay, wonderful. All right. So, all right. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. I appreciate that so much. Okay. So, what happened is in that one of the students sent me a transcript from Joel that was in align with what we have been doing, which is Joel's talk or a piece from the talk in regards to the one life, the life of the tree, the life of the seed, that there is but this one presence, and that we do not see life, you know, visually with the eyes, or we do not hear it with the ear. So we're gonna take that up now and just add it to what we've been doing because it fits in beautifully. And let's see, this is in regards to the tree and the seeds and the one life. I'm only taking a little piece from it, but I want to share that with you, okay? And so this is spoken again over the seeds of the tree, and the seeds are the same life that is the life of the tree. So Joel spoke. Now, The life that is the life of the tree, that same life is the life of the seed. So that when the seed falls to the ground and in some way is carried somewhere, falls to earth, sinks into the ground, the life of the tree is the life of the seed. He's pointing us to that one life is with the tree. That same life is with the seed that falls from the tree. And that same life is that new tree growing. And it is the one life that is also the life of the seed that that tree will manifest. So, and it's a perpetuation, it's just eternal. It goes on and on and on and on. So, what is being spoken here? Is that there is only the one life, and that it appears to being the life of the seeds, and in turn is then the life that then appears as the tree formation. It is the same life continuously appearing. So, well, we could say, well, yeah, but it's every time it's new seeds that fall to the ground. Yes, indeed, the refreshed seeds come forth. But the life that is going to manifest through that seed into an oak tree or a palm tree or any kind of tree is going to be the same life that animates that seed into the activity and the rising up of a tree. Okay. So it's always continuously the same one life. Appearing as seed, appearing as tree. It is the life that we do not see. We do not see consciousness. We do not see the void. We do not see the energy waves. We begin to see, no, I don't even think we can see the subatomic particles at this time. But we can define atoms and we can define molecules. So it is this same life flowing all the way to the molecules and into the formations. So it's through the reflections and our practices that we come to know that only life, that something that we call life, can be present. Yes, we can see the seed and we can watch that grow into a tree. And then that tree brings forth the new seeds. And they get to the ground and they bring forth the new trees. And the trees bring forth the new seeds. And the seeds fall to the ground and the seeds bring forth it for millennia or however billions of years there have been trees. There has been this one life, the essence. That is the essence of every seed and every tree. So the seed is functioning from the one life. The tree in its in the seed in its maturing, it is the one life functioning in that maturing. And then there is this tree, and the one life is functioning in this tree as the one tree. Yes, love.
You can feel the life. You can't see it, but
No,
you.
you cannot see life. Joel, that's what Joel was expressing. You cannot see the life that and that's animating that seed. And you
But you,
can't see the
yeah.
life that's animating the tree to blossom with leaves and to bring forth new seeds. No, we can't see the life force.
We
Can't
can
see
feel
the
it,
essence.
but we can feel it in ourselves.
We can have what I want to say, not so much a feeling, but a knowingness. A knowingness that seems to bring a feeling, maybe of joy or happiness, contentment. But there's a knowingness, and again, that may interpret itself as a feeling. But we have a knowingness that there is this isness, and whatever this isness is, that is what I am.
Yes.
So, Joel was speaking this in order to show that there is just the one life, okay? And that you, the you that is you, are the one life that is present now. Okay? And it was present before this now, and for all to come. One presence. So you can look in the mirror and never see yourself. Just like you can look at the seed or the tree and never see the life that is the force behind it. And it is the same is with our own being. We cannot see the life that is the life force that functions the body form. So, yeah, we do see the bodies and we do see the forms. So we can see the expressions. But we cannot see the life that is ever present. We can know it, like we just said, and they may express as some kind of a feeling or a bliss or a euphoria. Okay. So, the question now would be, am I seeing the I that I am? And am I seeing that oneness? So the deconstruct and the reconstruct should be most helpful in seeing this flow. Into seeing more clearly how this oneness is actually capable of being reality. And then to question, can I see that it is the one life that is? It is the life and not the forms. Life is not the forms, and the forms are not life. There is an expression, life in expression. Life is, but the life is not the forms. Okay. As seeds in expression, as seeds, the seeds which rise up as trees, just as human seeds will rise up as what we call human forms, but it, life, is not the forms. You are not the body. Therefore, life in expression is just that, and expression, but not the form that appears in the movement of the light and vibration. Given reality is the light and is the vibration. Right. Life is, and you are this one formless, unborn, infinite life essence. Are the consciousness, the void, the emanation, the movement, the waves. And through that activity, there is an expression of some form. But you are the light, not the form that is seen in the light or with the light. Okay. Okay. So it is this life, this essence. This vibration, this light. We have many, many, many names, but it is this life that is called God, that is called consciousness, that is called the presence, that is called the oneness, that is called the Father. And that is called I. So, whatever life is, whatever is, I am that. So we can look at any object, any form, and recognize consciousness. Yes, consciousness is there. Consciousness is there. Consciousness is there. Consciousness is there. No matter where you look, whether it is an inanimate object or an animate object, consciousness is present. Even the air, what we call the air, or what we call space, is full. It is filled with consciousness. Other space is as consciousness. Hard to speak sometimes. So are you seeing clearly? Are you seeing more clearly? So, do we have any questions or comments on this or the past few weeks? So we can kind of get it all together. So, in your reviews as to how you are now defining this something that we call God, we call life, call consciousness, sometimes that can bring up some uneasiness. Depending on how deep our programming went in our earlier days, or even in our latter days. But it is most important that you take the time to look. We don't have a God belief any longer in the old traditional ways of believing in God. Those should be fading as you progress in your clear seeing, in deepening your understanding, in taking realistic looks at old belief systems and old habits that we all come through. I mean, my goodness, you've been asked to give up a belief in being a body, in being a mind. You've been asked to see clearly that you're not the thoughts that come and rise to your attention. So we've all had to take a good, hard, close look at those belief systems. And the concepts of God is part of that. Taking a good, hard look at the old belief systems. And it might be something that takes a minute to get through. A minute, which is longer than a New York second. You know right? But it does. It takes, again, we're back to devotion. So it's going to take that devotion to break down the constructs, if you're still holding on to any of them, to break them down and see clearly that there never has been that as a true God. I don't even know what a true God is. I think as we grow in deepening our understanding of our own truth, our own reality, that we just quite naturally come out clearer, perhaps even more loving, more compassionate, more caring, more peaceful, more joyful, by just being what we are. And we are the essence. Yes, love.
This essence is expressing as the seed, the tree, as I.
Whatever
Okay.
we comprehend that it is an expression.
That also expresses through us.
Define us. Are
Through
you
our form. Through.
speaking of us as separate persons with separate identities? Or
No.
are you speaking of us as an
Clear.
expression of the light? Okay.
I'm speaking of us as clear seeing,
Okay. Yes.
as the pure, let's say that.
Yeah. There's never a time when that wasn't so. It was just veiled.
And ultimately, is this whole transformation practice process is so this essence can purely express through our form.
Yes, we can look at it that way because our minds won't be befuddled. The mind will be at rest in the heart. The mind will be clearer. Yeah, the clear seeing would be clearer. This is what I'm saying, in regards to this God thing, that to think that we have to be some kind of God perfect, whatever definition that holds for us, is a fallacy because we already are what we are. We do not become something. We do not become more than what we already are. So to recognize that and begin to just let the persona of being separate drop away.
Drop away.
And it's in seeing that and letting that dropping happen, the concepts, the opinions, the judgments, just letting them drop, there does what's already present will shine
Through.
even more in its compassion, in its love, its infinite love will shine through this one. Well, it's shining more in consciousness. Okay, it's shining more in our awareness as the awareness. So, what gets expressed now, which has always been there, but not able to be an expression, is that unconditional love, that compassion, that recognizing that that body form over there is the same life that is expressing in this body form. That's why we are, there's just oneness. Because I can see clearly now that the only thing with that body form is the life that is the same life that's here. So there's a great loving compassion, and the judgments drop away. Okay. And the conflict begins to drop away because there's no longer seeing a separation. Okay. And that does take place, not because we're attaining it. It is because we are letting go what we've always had covering it over, which is the concept of a belief in separation. Okay. So that has always been present. Yourself has all, this self has always been present. So
Because
yeah.
it's the essence, the
Right.
essence.
Oh, yes, it's all that's here. There isn't anything else here. We think, because we believe our thoughts, we might think that there's a person here trying to become something. But this is that is already present. If I have it covered over with a belief in separation, that doesn't mean that it's gone away somewhere. It just means that I'm not seeing right. Okay. The sun covered by gray clouds, it's like it's there. The sun didn't go anywhere. It was covered over by this veil of clouds. And I thought that it had gone somewhere. And then I began seeking the sun, trying to find the sun. But all the while, it was just veiled over with some clouds, meaning the clouds of non-seeing. So I get a big humongous fans and I blow the clouds away. It's the same. I get a internal fan and I blow the thoughts away that used to convince me that I wasn't the sun, you know, that I wasn't this something that is present. And we do that by the practices, by just seeing more and more clearly what is already present. It's just like the self, the essence has never gone away. It is infinite. It has nowhere to go, you see. So it's like the sun with the cloud covered. The sun didn't go anywhere. You just believed the clouds that were sitting there. You believed in the
Believe them.
non-seeing. Yeah, you believed in the non-seeing. When all the while it was always there.
I believed I had to get back to it.
Right. Many of us did. We have to get back.
Have to
But
get back to myself.
yeah. Yeah, you even think of that statement logically. How can I get back to myself? You know, because where did myself go when I wasn't looking? Yeah.
So clear seeing, it's really you're seeing from that essence. Clear. That's
You're
clear.
seeing clearly. You're seeing
And you
clearly that this that surrounds me, all of these objects, all of these body forms, all of this is not reality. As I once thought that it was. It's just like once I thought that God was this something far distant up in the sky that you had to be good in order to make it happy, and that it could at any moment give you a punishment if you thought a bad word, or if you made if you didn't do something correctly, that you would be punished for that. That lives with a lot of us a long time. So that is not reality, and I can see that very clearly now.
So, Mary, when I feel myself impatient for saying, it's a different way of seeing it. It's seeing it from
a step back, like
step back,
step
yeah.
back, seeing it from a different perspective than we traditionally have. Yes.
Thanks. And all of that seeing that impatience, seeing that fear, seeing whatever, is actually bringing the essence stronger.
Not stronger, because it doesn't fluctuate. It's not weak or strong or anything. It's just a continuum. We may feel it like that, like it's gotten stronger in me, but all that has happened is what's always been there is not masked so deeply anymore. The mask is slipping.
Thanks.
Okay. Okay, any more questions? Okay. I thank you for your blessings of being here with me today, and thank you for your comments, and I so appreciate you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So let us pray. Most beloved self, thank you that I will never be any more than I am in this very moment, and that there is no need to hope to attain something that already is. Thank you that I am what I am now, and will never be other than what I am now. And there is nothing to seek now, tomorrow, or ever. Thank you that I am as I am now, in loving grace. I am. Oh. Amen. Om Namaste.